Rolling Stones and Angie. No, actually, we meant Andy. Because there are three Andys in the Welsh Cup semi-finals. It's like being in the middle of Peru, isn't it, all these Andys? Welcome to the Preview Podcast. We will be talking to three Andys and one Craig during the course of this podcast. And of course, we'll be getting the thoughts of Mark Jonah Jones on what will be a cracking doubleheader at Newtown. Really looking forward to that. I know some people have raised their questions about the 3G surface and a doubleheader. We can talk through that. And there's a few other things to pick up off the back. First up in this doubleheader of JD Welsh Cup semi-final action is Portalbert against Airbus. Two sides that know each other quite well this season, played each other a couple of times. I'm delighted to announce Welsh Premier League Manager of the Month on the line, Andy Dyer. Andy, firstly, congratulations on that award. How do you feel about that?
Well, to be honest, it's the first time I'm aware of it. So,
have I just broken the news to you?
I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, to be perfectly honest with you. So,
I'm going to say the Manager of the Month curse is not the time to have it a couple of days before the semi-final, is it?
Correct. It's good. It's good for the boys. You know, they've done well this last month or so. You know, I think it's 5-6 games unbeaten. So, yeah, you know, the award is all about the players, to be perfectly honest with you, and how well they've done this last few weeks.
Well, I'm going to say, you know, you don't get those awards for nothing. Arguably, you are the form team in these last four because of the performances you've put in the past few weeks. I mean, looking back at the middle of this season, could you ever see this sort of run coming and this opportunity of a Welsh Cup semi-final coming?
Well, you know, the Welsh Cup semi-final, if we're honest, the draw up until now has been kind to us, you know, and so every time we were getting lesser opposition, yes, you know, you expect to win those games. And as I say, we've been quite fortunate to have had the draws we've had and get to the stage that we're at. But, you know, you've still got to win those games. So we've done well there. And in terms of where we were at the middle of the season, you know, we've had so many headaches this year with players not being able to get on the pitch through different things. Mark, I think we've discussed it once or twice before, you know, and so I'm just pleased that we're pretty much getting back to full strength, you know, and that's basically had the impact on the pitch.
I was going to say, there was a statement of intent in that defeat of Rhyl, that 4-0 defeat of Rhyl over the Bank Holiday. Now, do you think the players there were playing to secure your status in the Welsh Premier League, or were quite a few of them playing well there because they want to be in that semi-final?
Well, what we did over the weekend, we give a lot of the youngsters an opportunity to put their hand up, to be honest with you, and two or three of them came through it with flying colours. So, you know, we made sure that it was in the forefront of our mind that we had to secure our status in the Premiership, which is what we've pretty much done now. But clearly, there was an opportunity there for people to put their hand up for next week. And so, yeah, we've got a couple of little addicts for the first time in a long time, which is great, to be honest with you. But, you know, let's be honest, Airbus, they're a formidable team. You know, we haven't been able to beat them this year. We've played them twice. You know, Andy Priest does very, very well with them, gets the best out of them. And it's a tough, tough challenge for us on the weekend. You know, let's make no bones about it. We're in the bottom six, they're in the top six for the right reasons. So we'll go into it as underdogs and we'll do our very, very best to, you know, put a performance on. We've got great support coming up with us, Mark, on Saturday. So hopefully we can get up there and give it a go.
And the team that will face Portalbert in that first doubleheader will, of course, be Airbus Broughton. Andy Priest, their manager, joins me now. You must be looking forward to this because it's a real challenge to progress for that silverware that I suppose has always been on your bucket list when you joined the club.
Well, definitely something that we wanted to achieve. You know, we were really close last year with the semi-final against TNS. We've got an opportunity again this year to get to a final again. But it'll be tough. Portalbert, they're in a good run of form at the minute.
I was going to say, Andy Dyer's just got Manager of the Month this month. They've really perked up. Yet your results against them so far this season are a clean sheet. You've won one, you've drawn one. So that must give you a bit of hope that you can carry on with that form.
We've done okay in the games. But, you know, they've all been nip and tuck. There's been nothing in it. And then, you know, suddenly a goal at the right time and the momentum swings in your favour. So, you know, that first goal can be so important. But, you know, they're too close rematch teams, and I'm sure it'll be a good game for everybody to see.
Now, Tony Gray's been banging them in the league for you. He's got one in this cup, and the goals in the cup are coming from other parts. They're coming from Chris Budrus, Ryan Wignall. You must be pleased that you've got a diversity of people there to score the goals in the cup.
If you've got goals coming from other areas, then it just takes that pressure off Tony. But he's been superb for us this season. You know, he's broke the goal-scoring record at the club, and you know, he's helped us make another record for the club in successive semi-finals in the Welsh Cup, which the club's never done before.
Well, Mark Jonah-Jones joins me. He's seen both sides of the Welsh Cup fence, hasn't he? Because he's won it with Carmarthen Town and he's lost that final with Portalbert. Jonah, first off, let's have your thoughts on at the double-header concept. What do you make of this two games, one venue?
If I was still a manager, I don't know, I might have a different thought about it. But from the outside looking in, I think it could be a good idea. It might create a great atmosphere like last season when the Welsh Cup was played at Newtown and they had a much better crowd. Hopefully the fans respond to it. And I'd love to see a four-figure total at Newtown on Saturday for the two games to add a bit of atmosphere to it. I'm sure whichever team wins the first semi-final, their couple of hundred fans will stay and watch the second semi-final. So hopefully, it may become a great day of the footballing calendar in Wales.
Well, we'll pick up more on that later, but let's talk about the physical game first. The Andes together, Airbus against Portalbert. How is that first game going to play out for you?
I think both of them will fancy their chances of getting to the final. You know, neither of them have won the final, so it'll be a big day, you know, for them. If they could win the Welsh Cup, it'd be the biggest day in both their clubs' histories. So it's just a brilliant semi-final. Portalbert, just over 2-1 for it. 5-2 the draw and 11-10 Airbus. So the bookies don't see a lot in it. You know, they think it could go either way. I was at the first game when they played at home in round 3 against Cambrian and Clydach, and they could have lost that game 3 times in the last 10 minutes, right? And it's funny, on that day you just think to yourself, you know what, I think they could go all the way here. And they've gone on to beat Cardiff Lee 3-0 and Coombran Celtic 2-1. They've had a decent draw, but they're in the semi-final. Airbus, as I've said all season, on their day can beat anybody on their day. You know, they've been in and out their form of late, but on their day they could beat anybody. They beat Gaelsfield 3-0 and they smashed Ballard in the quarter-finals 3-0, which goes to show what they can do.
And the second game is under the lights and the cameras of Scorio. It is, of course, TNS against Connors Quay Nomads. I'm joined now by Craig Harrison, the TNS manager. Craig, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Going for your 6th Welsh Cup as a club, how's it feeling at the moment?
Yeah, you know, the Welsh Cup is always a special competition. You know, certainly since I've come into the club, it's something that, you know, I enjoyed when I was at Airbus. I never really got as far as I'd like to. I think when I was at Airbus, the first I got was quarter final, and in a TNS now we've won 4. So, you know, it certainly is something that's very special. It's a special, you know, very special. And, you know, in obviously off the back of 2 disappointing results, then we'll be determined more than ever to go and get through to another final.
I was going to say it's been an indifferent form in the league, so you must be even more determined now to right that wrong in a way this weekend.
Yeah, we're looking for a big reaction from everybody. You know, since I've been at a club, I have never been beat 2 league games in a row. So, you know, and we've had near enough the same bunch of players as we've had since I've been here, take away 1 or 2, adding 1 or 2. So obviously disappointing, but you know, looking at the bigger picture, I was disappointed with the result on Saturday, getting beat. I don't think we played bad. We've played worse, or are not as good this season, and we've won games. You know, we missed opportunities, and you know, and to be fair, you know, the Matt Jones took these 2, well, the 2 shots they had on target. Matt Jones scored both and 2 great goals. So, you know, look, of course, disappointed results wise because we're a results driven business. You know, and but as in performance, I thought we performed reasonably well on Saturday. It was just, you know, that's the situation, and you know, there's not much we can do about it now apart from react to it as professional people, and that's what we're hoping to do on Saturday.
Do you think there's an overreaction sometimes to what's happened to you recently? Because we're not expecting TNS to lose games, are we? It's sort of a written code, I think, amongst Welsh football fans that they don't lose games.
Yeah, well, there's not overreaction on our behalf because we're not overreacting. You know, it might be from outside the club, but certainly from the club, there's no panic, there's no reaction. You know, it's like I said, we're very much based. We understand that results are the be all and end all, but we're very much a team that are based on performance, and we believe performance leads to results. So it's not a, you know, it's not a 1 week, it's not a 2 week. It's, you know, it's performance based. We get a performance right, and there's one thing that I do hate is getting beat, and our players hate getting beat, and the club hates getting beat. But the realism is that, you know, I think in our last 100 games we've been beat 8 times in 100 games. So, you know, you look at it and yeah, we've been beat 2 in a row. But, you know, the good thing about football is that you've always got another game to go and win. And hopefully, you know, the lads have been a good frame of mind. We've prepared really well this week, as we do every week. And, you know, and we want to win the game, and we want to get through the Welsh Cup final.
And finally, in our tour of the managers, let's speak to the third Andy in this semi-final. There's, of course, Andy Morrison, the manager of Gap Connors Quay. Andy, you've played TNS so much this season, you must be sick of them.
Yeah, I'm sick of the preparation, that's for sure. It's always intense, and there's always great depth to it every time you play. Just going over all the small, intricate things that you had to do to try and get a result against them. Yeah, so I won't miss that when they're out of the way.
Is it the same TNS every time?
I think it is. They don't bring anything else to the new to the table. You know, they've been successful for so long doing what they do. So, you know, they're probably thinking, why should we change that? You know, it's effective. It wins games of football, and they've had for a long, long time, they've been very successful.
Now, there has been a turnaround in the Nomads' fortune since you've rocked up. I know you're going to tell me that you've got the team to play very well, but you must be personally pleased in the way you've brought this club up to where you feel it could be. And more importantly, you find yourself in a semi-final that perhaps at the start of the season, many fans were thinking you couldn't get to.
Yeah, obviously delighted. You know, you hope things are going to go well. You plan for that, but, you know, there's no guarantees in football. You've got to work hard, firstly, and then hope other things fall into place. And we have had a good run. You know, the players have bought into what I've asked of them. They've accepted the work rate that I expect and the intensity that I have myself. And I think that reflects now in the way we play and what we're our actual identity as a football club now has changed. You know, and you know, teams won't want to play Connors Quay. It's simple as that.
The standard has got progressively harder as you've gone along in this run. Is that fair?
The toughest one of the lot was Prestatyn away. They'd won 10 back-to-back games going into that game. So, you know, we were playing a team that were right at the top of their form, and it was such small margins on the day. We had a couple of fortuitous penalties that swayed the game in our favour. But from that, it was very, very even. And I think back to that game, how tough that afternoon was. And the other two games were fairly straightforward in comparing to that game.
You play on 3G when you play teams, but you're not used to playing on that. What's your feeling about that situation?
I expressed my wish for it to be on grass as soon as the draw was made, but, I mean, that was overlooked, and it's on 3G now, and we've just got to get on with it. Listen, we have no reason to be concerned or worry about them. We'll just worry about doing our stuff right and a little bit of good fortune and a bit of luck on the day, and you never know, we're more than capable of getting a result.
Well, let's move on to the second game, which will be increasingly exciting given the recent history between these two sides. Connors Quay Nomads and TNS have met each other quite a lot recently, haven't they, Jonah, in the league? And look, we all know that some of those have gone the Nomads' way, so does that bode well for them in this game?
I think I said to you 2 weeks ago, Mark, that when they beat them 2-1 2 weeks ago, I'm sure Andy Morrison would have wanted that to be on Welsh Cup semi-final day. But they're carrying on winning. Gap Connors Quay are carrying on winning. They won again Saturday. You know what Adlan did know? They won the week before against Connors Quay. And I just cannot believe, looking at the Daffabet odds for the semi-final. I know you don't know this, the moment, the price. They're 8.5-1, Gap Connors Quay against the New Saints. Having beat them twice in the last two times they've played them, the TNS are 1-4, the draw's 9-2, and Gap Connors Quay are 17-2, 8.5-1. That you know, that's long odds for a team who've beat them twice in the last 6 or 7 weeks.
We've talked a little bit about the venue, haven't we, Jonah? It's a great venue, Newtown. They've done this before. They've held the big event. And what is good is they've got a good deal going. Somebody will have to remind me of the price here, of how much the tickets are and how available the tickets are. But it's turning out to be a good day for football fans.
It's £8 to watch two Welsh Cup semi-finals. And I think they let children maybe £1, or they're letting children in. But that is absolutely fantastic when you consider, you know, the average price almost is to watch Championship, maybe, or Premiership football now rests between £25 and £50. £8 for two Welsh Cup semi-finals for really decent football teams playing. And there's going to be a lot of emotion there on Saturday. There's a lot of emotion from four sets of fans. So great place to be if you're not doing nothing Saturday. Get along to Latham Park. Hopefully we'll have some fine weather and goals like we've had the last couple of weeks to lighten up the afternoon.
Now, the thing that hasn't been decided yet by the team at Latham Park is Dylan Ebenezer at the start of the season praised their hog roast. Now, apparently it comes from a mobile hog roast van. Now, I don't want Dylan Ebenezer to starve, but the point is apparently they're only going to have the hog roast van turning up if they get a serious amount of people there buying hog roasts. So, Jonah, you've got to do your bit for Wales and have at least three hog roasts to ensure that Ebenezer gets his.
Well, no problem there, sir. You know, it's the two games. The first game kicks off at 1 o'clock, don't forget. So I suppose everybody will want to get there by 12. And the second game kicks off at 5:15. So, you know, you could be there 6 or 7 hours if you love your football that much. So on average, I think that's a double hog roast for me. I might not make the treble, but I'm sure there's a few will make the treble.
Well, it'll be a great afternoon anyway. Look, enjoy yourselves if you're going. Don't forget, it's on Scorio anyway. If you can't make it, press the red button. You can listen to Jonah.
Brought to you by Audioboom.